The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Leaving Cert wrapping up all around the country. I think today might be the last day. Those outlying subjects like applied maths. I did applied maths in school. I was the last person in the school, myself and one other fella, doing the Leaving Cert on the Friday morning. Everybody else had finished. Some of our classmates had even headed off on their Leaving Cert holiday. A prospect that is in store for Caden Kinsella, heading to where exactly are you going, Caden?
I'm heading to, I just want to say thanks for having me on, Kieran.
No problem.
I'm heading to Portugal in Albufeira.
Albufeira. So you've been poring over all the guidebooks, finding out where all the nice churches and cathedrals are, all of that sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The best place to get lemonade, best place to get a tan, and the best place to do a bit of dancing as well.
Oh, I like it. I like it. So how many of you are going, Caden?
About eight of us. So, yeah.
Eight lads off to Albufeira. Is this the first kind of group holiday without mum and dad you've been on?
Yeah, this is the first one, yeah.
All right, you're looking forward to it.
Oh, can't wait for it. Delighted.
When are you going?
I'm going the 25th to the 31st of July.
All right, okay. And do you know, like, are there many others? Is it 80 going in your group? Do you know many other groups kind of going at the same time from the same school or other schools around?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty, like, friend groups in the school going off on different holidays with, like, different friends, friend groups.
So how did you decide on Albufeira then, Caden? What were your kind of the different things you sat down to kind of categorize where might be the better place to go?
The biggest one was price.
So basically, it was the cheapest place you could fly to in the sun with loads of nightclubs.
Yeah, that was perfect. Yeah, that was all we were looking for.
And tell me this, have your parents kind of spoken to you about how they expect you to behave when you're out there? Or is that going to be a last minute thing?
Oh no, they've been keeping me informed for the past since we booked it. Really, so they have.
All right,
keep me informed, look after myself.
So, yeah. what are the ground rules then that they've laid down?
They want me to keep the phone on me the whole time, just in case anything happens. Give them a call. Make sure I'm safe. Don't take like drinks off anyone. Make sure you keep an eye on your drinks as well. All the basics, really, that you do in Ireland, I suppose.
I mean, could they have the little, you know what? What do you call it? Find My Friend? Isn't that the app on your phone? They could be tracking you.
Yeah.
Are they going to do that?
They could. They want to do that now. I don't know. Well, I'm not really fond of that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You might conveniently leave the phone in the apartment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll tell you who has experience of this from the other side is Claire Ronan, the broadcaster. Claire, you've sent a few kids off on the Leaving Cert holiday, have you?
Yeah, five kids, six times. And exactly as you said, Caden, one of the big lectures is to keep the phone on. But I had a good one with the kids where if they texted me every day at one word, alive, that's all. That's all I wanted. So once they did that, I didn't care what time it was at. It helped my worry levels. But, you know, Caden, I'm sure you're getting the lectures because I promised myself that I wouldn't do it every single time. But once I started on the spiked drinks, they all groaned.
What other advice? Beyond text and say you're alive once a day. Be careful of somebody spiking your drink. What other advice did you give them?
Oh, yeah. Actually getting lost from your friends, like the friends to me were the most important as well, because the little group of friends that were going, you know, there's some groups where everyone looks after each other, and then there's groups that there's show offs and they'd be daring each other, you know. So I was always quite mindful of who they were going with, and then would lecture both the other children and my own on how they'd mind each other at night when they were coming home and not get separated. That, like, that is a really big thing. You know, look, Kieran, I went on one myself and we actually went to Ibiza and I got lost from my friends one night and I remember being absolutely terrified. So, you know, it's 140 years later and it's the same sort of stuff you'd worry about. The friends, I think, particularly with the girls, I know that sounds terrible, but I was always very worried about the girls getting separated and having to walk home on their own.
Yeah. And I mean, to a degree, there's probably an ignorance is bliss thing, though, is there as well? You don't want to know. You want to know they're safe. You want to know they're behaving themselves. You know, you accept they're probably going to, you know, let loose a little bit. You probably don't want to know the great detail, do you?
No, I don't. And now my children are older and they tell me, and I actually still the hair stands on the back of my head.
You still don't want to know the detail, no?
I really don't know. That's a part of your life that you can all look after yourselves. But you're right. You don't. Well, it's just the way I am. I don't think a lot of some... Now, of course, if they're putting themselves in danger, that's where I do want to know. Yeah. And that's where I am concerned.
But you know, it's funny though, you say, like, you did this Leaving Cert holiday yourself. Do you remember that great Purcell ad where the kid, your man came back from Glastonbury and his shirt was all wrecked? And then at the end, his mother said, it was different in my day. In my day, we didn't wear any clothes. All these young people like Caden, they kind of imagine that their parents were middle-aged right the way through their entire life. And that they never did any of this stuff themselves. I mean, you could probably tell your kids a few details about that holiday. They don't want to hear either.
You probably could, yeah. The one thing we didn't really have at that time, though, was drugs and spiking. Like, certainly that's how old I am. It was just happy hour, gin Collins or something, Tim Collins or something, some gin anyway, that you got two for the price of one. And that's what we lived on, and chips. But I think the spiking of drinks is every parent's nightmare. Mm. You know, I think everyone worries terribly about that. But like, you know, you cannot say no to a child who's just worked so hard, whether they have or they haven't, they have, whether they've worked to their ability or not, they've still worked hard. And they're going, we live in the country, so they were all going to go to college in a couple of weeks later anyway, and they could do whatever they liked then. So, you know, you have to trust them to an extent.
Dr. Mally Coyne is with us as well, the clinical psychologist and author. Mally, is there a kind of a value from a developmental sense in going off on this holiday? Or is it just a big drinking session?
No, I mean, I think it's both. There's a value from a developmental sense and a drinking session. But yeah, absolutely. As Claire said, like, they've been working really hard. So I think it's important that they're able to kind of let off some steam. But within kind of some boundaries, I think, are important as well in terms of, I think that what she said was really important about not, don't, you know, rule. And I already say this to my young teens. Don't ever leave your friend on their own, and, you know, have an agreement about that. Make sure you drink plenty of water when you're drinking. Make sure that you eat some type of a meal. Try to stay away from too many shots. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. And then really practical stuff like having all their documentation, having copies of that at home, making sure they contact you every day, you know, with just even that word alive, whatever it's going to be. I think it depends on your individual child, though. You know your child better than anyone else does. So if you feel that they need a bit more handholding than that whilst they're on their holidays, and you'd like a call every day, sure, of course you're gonna do that. But it really depends on your individual child.
For a lot of people, though, and you know, Caden described it as his first trip away. It's also from a parent's point of view, the first time that the kids are going to be away with a great degree of freedom. They might have gone off and done the Gaeltacht or French college or something like that, but that's a little different. That's just like going to boarding school for a couple of weeks. This is kind of completely reins off.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? It's important. I mean, I just think back to when I was 18. My parents lived in Korea. That's where I finished my schooling. And then I moved to Dublin on my own. Do you know what I mean? And I didn't think twice about it, do you know? And I had kind of done my partying by then from about 15 to 18. I know that sounds a bit crazy, but I just think we need to let them have this fun. But you know your child best in terms of what they're, you know, what they're able and not able, you know, to do. But I think it is a rite of passage. But also get them to get out travel insurance as well, because apparently a third of teenagers don't. And also practicing safe sex. I know a lot of parents don't want to talk to their kids about sex, but at the end of the day, you know, it's important for everybody to be carrying a condom and to be aware that, you know, your judgment can go out the window when you've had a few drinks. So, you know, just to be really careful about that.
Caden, as a young fella on the radio, probably for the first time, I'm not going to embarrass you and ask you about bringing protection and condoms and plans in that regard, except to say, have fun in Albufeira and don't do too much damage. Caden Kinsella, Leaving Cert student, heading off in the next couple of weeks. Claire Ronan, the broadcaster, Dr. Mally Coyne, clinical psychologist and author. Thank you all very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.